Cinder block walls crumbled under 2 feet of snow in the first snowstorm of February. That's when half of the roof at Hampton Lanes collapsed. 2 weeks later, crews were sweeping the lanes. Pinsetters sat in puddles. General Manager Jason Lochner says now the whole building needs repair.
Debris everywhere, and you can see the dust cloud that went through the place, and ceiling tiles popping out all over, even in places that, didn't collapse.
The bowling center reopened in early January after the latest COVID shutdown, and the snowstorm hit less than a month later. Leagues relocated and over 20 employees were laid off again. But Hampton Bowlers refused to be idle. Esteban Morales created the Facebook group titled Strike Now, Spare Hampton. Supporters donated hundreds of items like gift cards, kitchen gadgets, and packed coolers to be raffled off this weekend. Morales says he's overwhelmed.
There's a lot more good out there than people actually, realize. And this group itself is one of those things that proves that, because the show of support has just been astronomical.
The owners of Hampton Lanes say the money raised will be put to good use. Lochner is looking forward to modernizing the lanes he and his dad ran for the last 20 years.
This was a very old center when my dad bought it. We've renovated it a lot over the years, but for the first time ever, we get a little bit of say in, the footprint, which is kind of nice.
Lochner says he hopes Hampton Lanes will reopen in October. Haley O'Brien, WLVR News.